إن الله بصير بالعباد. استغفر الله استغفر الله وأحسن التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى. يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى القيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
والله وصيك محمد وعلى محمد عليهم السلام. accept our worships, accept our du'as, accept our charity, iftar, suhoor, lick, and all those good deeds we are trying to keep you happy. Allah send and hasten the arrival of our Imam as soon as possible so that we should be under the umbrella of our Imam and under the direct guidance of Imam Ramana Jalallahu Ta'ala Qaraja Sharif So Iblis and his companions and his followers who are called Shayateen, who are enemies of mankind, they are trying their best to deviate all of us from the right path. They are trying their best. The believers shall not do any good deed. They are trying their best to change our beliefs so that every individual among us, when he or she is going to die, they should leave this world without any faith, without any good deed left behind. So this is the field of competition, where we have to prove we are Ashraf al-Makhluq, we are the best one, we are the guided one, we are the more purest, we are the most sincere, we are the most loyal towards our Lord, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was and who is and who will be proud of us. Today, I am going to share the story of a woman who was living at the time of Prophet Jesus Christ. And this story is also the story of a woman or a believer who is in contest with Iblis as well. And again, this is a symbolic story for us, how she was able to defeat Iblis and how we cannot defeat him again and again in our lives. So this great servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was living at the time of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, she was a pious lady. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So if anything is being accepted next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is from the believers, that is from the true muttaqeen. If we are not having taqwa in ourselves, then maybe most of our rituals and deeds will not be accepted, because we are doing for our own ego, we are doing for the people, to show them, to keep them happy, or to make ourselves someone great among the people, so that people should praise us, people should be proud of us, we are someone, or we are the good people. So until or unless we are not doing anything with the sense of and with the depth of taqwa, nothing will be accepted. So this great lady, she was full of taqwa. So one day she was making her chapatis, her naans in tandoor, in oven. And on that time, she heard the sound of adhan. As well as she heard adhan, she stopped making chapatis. And she started her namaz, her prayer. While she started her prayer, Shaitan was khannas and whispers. So all of a sudden, Shaitan came in her mind and whispered her, "Oh, the lady, you have started your prayer. Do you know that now you put it inside the oven have been burned? So you are here and your naan are being burned." She said herself, "It is better that I shouldn't be burned at the day of judgment. If my naans are being burned, I prefer not to be burned at the day of judgment in hellfire." So this was one whispering. She defeated Shaitan. After some moments, again Shaitan came, and Shaitan said to her, "Do you know your son is in the oven? And he is going to be burned." Then she said herself, "This son was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while I am worshipping him, if he decided my son should die by burning into the fire, so alhamdulillah, I'm happy. This was his amana. He has taken him back." So she satisfied herself and she carried on her prayer. And she defeated Iblis. When she finished her namaz, at that moment her husband also came into the house. And when he saw his wife is praying, so he went towards Ellen and the flames were there. And what did he saw? His son is sitting in the oven. Flames are there. Naans are at the walls of the oven. And but still, naans are not being burned.
SubhanAllah.
He was amazed. He was astonished. And then he called his wife. And he said, "Come here and see what is happening in our house." So when that great lady saw the naans are safe and sound, and his, her child, her son is also safe and sound, she put her head into sajda and she started to say, "Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi." For a long, long time She put our forehead into Sajda. And meanwhile, her husband took her son and went to Prophet Isa alayhi salam and explained the whole story to him. Prophet said, whatever you have observed, all is due to the piety of your wife. Go and ask your wife what she is doing in her life, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted her such a great status. He came back and he told, I went to Prophet Isa alayhi salam and he told me that you are very close to Allah. Can you tell me what have you done in your life? And due to the reason of those deeds and that taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you such a great status. She said, I am not doing any special thing, but I decided to do few deeds in my life with commitment. And these things which she decided are not more than 7. She said, I committed with myself that throughout my life I will be punctual in these 7 actions. And then he asked, what are those actions? She said, I decided I always will prefer something which is related with Akhirah, something that is related with hereafter. I have to prefer that action, that thing, as compared to that thing which is related with this world. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam se jab us kashar wapas aaye aur Hazrat Isa alayhi salam ne bataya ki jao apni biwi se poochho ki wo kya karti hai, Allah ne usko itna bada maqam ata kiya hai. To usne pehli cheez jo batayi wo yahi thi ki maine tay kiya ki main apni zindagi mein hamesha har us kaam ko pehle karungi jo aakhirat se marboot hai aur us kaam ko baad mein karungi jo duniya se marboot hai. So that's why in her action, when she was cooking, she was making naans, she stopped, and prayer that was related with her akhirah, she done that one first. So in her action, she has taught us how she was living. That was the first thing. The second thing she said, I committed with myself, and she said, the time I became mature, I was able to understand what is right and wrong. From that day until today, always I have tried my best to be in wudu. And kitna fayda hai wudu ka, ki wo kehte hain jab se maine hosh sambhala maine hamesha koshish ki hai ki main shab aur roz wudu mein rahu. The third thing what she done, she said, I never said my namaz that I am going to delay you. Whenever the time of namaz came, I was ready to pray. Always I pray my namaz on the actual time, on the sharp time. Number 4, if anyone swear upon me or abused me or insulted me, I never replied to him or her. I left that case with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you can see her patience, her tolerance. People were insulting her. People were swearing upon her. People were harming her. She never replied to anyone. She was leaving everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the judge. He will decide who is right, who is wrong. This was the 4th. Number 5, she said, I never objected any decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether I was poor, I was rich, I was sick, I was healthy, I was hungry, I was satisfied with the food. In every condition I was happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number six, she said, whenever any person came at my door and he or she asked for his need, I never sent them back without satisfying them, without giving them something. I never sent back any beggar without providing or giving something. And number seven, she said, the time I was mature, I never left my night prayer. یہ سات چیزیں کہ جس پر وہ عمل کرتی رہیں. پہلی چیز, ہمیشہ آخرت کے کاموں کو انہوں نے ترجیح دی, ہمیشہ وضو میں رہیں, اول وقت نماز ادا کی. لوگ ان کو گالیاں دیتے رہے, ان پر ظلم کرتے رہے, لیکن انہوں نے کسی سے بدلہ لینے کی کوشش نہیں کی, نہ ہی گالی دی کسی کو, اور اللہ کے فیصلوں کے آگے ہمیشہ سر جھکا کے اس کو مانتی رہی. جب کبھی کوئی مانگنے آیا ان کے در پہ تو اس کو خالی نہیں لٹایا, اور ہمیشہ نماز شب کو ادا کیا. اب اس نے بتایا یہ سات باتیں, یہ سات کام ہیں جن کو میں نے زندگی میں اپنا شعار بنایا, اور جس کی وجہ سے اللہ تعالیٰ نے یہ نعمت مجھے عطا کی ہے کہ آگ جیسی چیز وہ خود تو دور, اس کی اولاد کو بھی نہیں جلا رہی. So this great lady who was punctual in seven things, we as the followers of Aimah Atar alayhi salam, this is the month of fasting, this is the month of self-building. Is any change among us? Before Ramadan and now 10 days are passed. If we are worse than what we were before Ramadan, the Holy Prophet says,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
During the holy month of Ramadan, shayateen and iblis are put into prison. Then why Muslims, why believers, they are shedding blood in this holy month? Although according to the survey and the census and different data which has been provided, during this month the rate of crime worldwide, that is reduced during this month. So this is the power of fasting. As other people who are thieves, who are robbers, who are doing all those sins, but when they are coming in the month of Ramadan, they are stopping all of their crimes. What about us? Where we are standing? Have we learned same thing from fasting? Have we got some message from the fasting? Have we changed ourselves? If our ego is stronger than what that was before Ramadan, if our tongue is working more and sending more swear and bad words while we are fasting, if we are insulting more while we are fasting, then what kind of Muslims we are, and what kind of hunger and thirst we are bearing, what kind of fasting and message we are giving to our generations. So this just hunger and thirst, that is nothing next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This message is, as this great lady, she was symbol of taqwa. So likewise in Quran, where Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. If that great lady was muttaqi, so fasting and psalm is something which can make us muttaqi, but with real sense, with the real spirit of fasting, if we will come forward and we will welcome to the fasting, then we could be muttaqi. So in our lives, maybe tens and dozens of Ramadans have came, we were fasting, but if there is no change in our behavior, we are unable to control our words, our tongue, our actions, our styles, our sins, then where we are staying? We don't know what is the last moment and when is the last moment in our lives. Many children are going and leaving this world. Many youth are dying and in accident and in different diseases. And new diseases are coming. Who knows when is the last moment which is waiting for us? Israel is waiting for us. Maybe we will go out of this mosque or not. We will sit in our car or not. We will go and see our family members or not. We do not know. Then why we are becoming arrogant and why we are not changing ourselves? If every person thinking that he is the king, he is the Lord, so then nothing will be changed. The followers of Al-Bayt, those who are symbol of taqwa, Imam Jafar Sadiq said, if there is a city of 100,000 people, someone is our Shia, who is the most pious person among them, who is the most punctual in his prayer, who is not going to harm with his words, with his actions, with his crime to the other people. So this is Shia. This is the message of Ramadan. Ramadan is Kareem. Allah is Kareem. If we are servants of Allah, and if we are fasting, and we have welcomed Allah in Ramadan Kareem, then have we shown any karamat from us to others? So this is the time we need to change ourselves. This is the time of self-building. This is the time to gain purity. This is the time to gain sincerity. This is the time to be humble. The Iblis who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one was equal to him as he worshipped, who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than 5,000 years. Why he became Iblis? Why curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to him? Because he became arrogant. He did not obey the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just for one takabbur, he became Iblis. And curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forever upon him. Agar ek Allah ke hukum ke inkaar se, aur Allah ke ek bande ke aage humble na banne se, Allah ke ek bande ke aage takreem aur izzat na karne se, 5,000 saal ki ibadat chali jati hai. پہلے تو ہم عابد نہیں ہیں, پہلے تو ہم متقی نہیں ہیں. اگر عابد ہیں بھی اور متقی ہیں بھی, تو ہمارا تو قدم قدم پر تکبر اور نخوت اور فخر کا اظہار ہمیں کہاں لے جائے گا؟ ہم سب ڈوب جائیں گے. نہ ہمارا ظاہر چینج ہوتا ہے, نہ ہمارا باطن چینج ہوتا ہے, نہ ہماری زبان پہ کنٹرول ہوتا ہے, نہ ہماری سوچ تبدیل ہوتی ہے, نہ ہمارا اخلاق بدلتا ہے, نہ ہمارے کام بدلتے ہیں. جب مر جائیں گے اور ایک قبر ہوگی اور ہم ہوں گے, کس طرح جواب دیں گے؟ کس طرح اللہ کی نعمتوں کا جواب دیں گے؟ ممکن اللہ تعالیٰ اپنی ذات کے حوالے سے ہماری کوتاہیوں کو معاف کر دے, لیکن اللہ کے جن بندوں کو, جن مومنین و مومنات کے دل ہم نے دکھائے ہوں گے, جن کو تکلیف دی ہوگی, جن کا مال کھایا ہوگا, جن کی بے احترامی کی ہوگی, جب تک وہ معاف نہیں کریں گے کبھی خدا معاف نہیں کریں گے. پروردگار ہم سب کو توفیق دے اس ماہ مبارک میں اپنے آپ کو بدل ڈالیں, ایک ایسا انسان بنیں جمال متقیان حضرت علی علیہ السلام چاہتے ہیں.
اللہم صلی اللہ محمد وآل.
کبھی آپ نے پوری زندگی حضرت علی علیہ السلام کی نہیں دیکھی کہ انہیں اپنی ذات کے لیے کسی کو تکلیف دی ہو، اپنی ذات کے لیے تلوار اٹھائی ہو، حتیٰ کہ لوگ ان کے گلے میں رسی ڈال کے بھی مسجد نبوی میں لے گئے تو علی علیہ السلام سے حیری کے ماننے والوں ہم سب کو کوشش کرنی چاہیے کہ علی کے الفاظ پر، علی کے کاموں پر، علی کے قدموں پر چلنے کی کوشش کریں. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. والعصر ان الانسان لفی خسر الا الذين عملوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم لك الحمد ولي الصلوات ذل جلال و اکرام رب الارواح و الہ کل معلوم خالق کل مخلوق وارث کل شیء لیس کمثل شیء و هو بکل شیء انت اللہ لا الہ الا انت الاحد المتوحد الحاد المتفرد و انت اللہ لا الہ الا انت الکریم المتکرم العظیم والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين ابي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى علي بن ابي طالب امير المؤمنين عليه السلام.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحقي.
اللهم صل على محمد.
اللهم اعجل ظهور انهم يرونه بعيدا نراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع اني اليك من الراغبين واتمم لي انعامك انك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجعل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمره لابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى اله الطاهرين الطاهرين
المعصومين.
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. This beautiful advice of our first Imam for all of us. We have to respect the opportunity which has been given to us after death. All opportunities will be lost. Whatever we can do before death, inshallah, we should try our best to do. As this is the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. So not only in this month we have to fast, but the special status of this month is all divine books which were given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to different messengers, all books were given in this month. And fasting is not only for Muslim, as Quran says, fasting was for other nations, for other ummah as well. Sahifa Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was given to him on first of Ramadan. The first of Ramadan, the book of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was given to him, and sixth of Ramadan, Torah, the book of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was given to him. 13th Ramadan, The book of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, the Bible was given to him 18th Ramadan. Zabur, the book of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, was given to him. And 23rd of Ramadan, that is also the Laylatul Qadr, in which Quran was given to our Prophet Hazrat
Muhammad.
So that night, that is Laylatul Qadr, that is better than worship of 83 years, that one night. One of importance of that night is because Quran was revealed in that night. We should try to prepare ourselves to welcome that night, to worship at that night. And this Quran was also given to the Prophet in that night, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. But how that was given, there is one narration which has been narrated by Mullah Mohsen Efendi Kashani, and he has quoted from Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi
salam.
Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam said that Quran was transferred from throne of Allah, or from Allah to Bayt Ma'mur in that night. So this revelation of Quran that was in one night, according to Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, that was from Arsh-e Khuda to Bayt Ma'mur. And Prophet was able to see what is in Bayt Ma'mur or what is in Quran, but practically this Quran was revealed in 23 years. And the first verse was, that was in Ghayr Hira, that was Iqra Bismi Rabbika Alladhi Khalaq. So some chapters and some of the verses were revealed in Makkah and others were revealed in Medina. So this is book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the book of guidance. This book is guide for muttaqeen. We should try our best to read maximum. Because in this month, the doors of hell fire are closed, the doors of heaven are open. And anyone who will read one verse in this month is equal to reading whole Quran in other days and other months. We should try to read as much as is possible this Quran in this month. And not only reading, the actual purpose is we should try to understand what is the message given in Quran. And first stage is we should try to understand what is the apparent or open message of Quran. But according to different narration, every open message has 70 hidden messages, and every hidden message has further 70 messages. So Quran is in layers, this guidance is in layers, and we need, with our piety, with our purity, with the light, we have to remove these barriers and these layers and try to reach the actual guidance of Quran. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. جیسا کہ ہم ابھی شیطان کے حوالے سے گفتگو کر رہے ہیں, رسول اللہ نے فرمایا کہ کیا میں تمہیں ایسا عمل نہ بتاؤں کہ جس سے شیطان تم سے اتنا دور ہو جائے جتنا مشرق سے مغرب دور ہے. Prophet said, should not I tell you a ritual, a deed, if you do that, then shaitan will always stay away from you. Companion asked, Ya Rasulullah, yes, we are waiting for that. Then Prophet said, anyone who would like that he should be away from Iblis and Shayateen, he can protect himself. The first thing, something which throw away to the Shaitan, that is the fasting. So during this month and the coming months, all those, and every one of us, whenever we are fasting, we know we are doing less crime, we are doing less sins, we are better than when we are not fasting. Every kind of control, control of thought, control of desire, control of everything, that control is better when we are fasting. And actually, Shaitan is not controlling us at that time. So if we keep on fasting more regularly, then Shaitan will be away from us. The first thing. The second, the Prophet said, Sadaqah. Anyone who is giving Sadaqah, he is breaking the back of Shaitan. And
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who do charity, who pay sadaqah, who pay zakat in homes, and help them. And everything has sadaqah, everything has zakat, and zakat of a body is fasting. So while we are fasting, that is a kind of spiritual zakat, but also we have to pay zakat from our wealth, and some zakat is wajib in homes and zakat form, and also fitrana. All those who are fasting, their fast will not be accepted until unless they are paying fitra. And also fitra, those who are guardian, those who are parents, they should also pay this fitra or sadaqah for all those who are under their guardians or under their control or who are not baligh. They should also pay for them, and that is approximately 5 pounds per person. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do these three things. Number one, fasting. Number two, giving sadaqah. And the third thing Prophet said, that is istighfar. As much as is possible, we should say astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh. And that should be in real sense. We should say, from tongue, we should say astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh. And we should also carry on committing sins. No, this tawbah should be with real sense. And it is also recommended after every namaz, we should try to say 70th time, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our sins in this month during the fasting, especially today's Friday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our late parents, our marhumin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all calamities from the believers throughout the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise our spiritual levels and status next to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of our Imam as soon as possible. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atainaka al-qawsar. Fasfalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shaniyaka huwa al-adhab.